I've never had a therapist be like, can I see a picture of them?
Every crush I've ever had, she's like, can I see him? I'm like, yeah, girl.
She said, what?
How could they do something like that?
Are you serious?
What a thirsty MF-er.
Not good. She's absolutely dead to me.
That's because she died.
I'm Sterling Mulberry.
And I'm Blair Payton. And welcome to
Bad Behavior,
a morally questionable podcast
where two unqualified friends,
two unhinged comedians,
determine once and for all what is good
and what is bad. Hello and welcome to Bad Behavior. I'm Sterling Mulberry.
And I'm Blair Payton. In each episode of the podcast, a guest shares a morally questionable story from their life, and we decide if they are in the right or the wrong.
Now, we have, I would say, a very special episode today, Blair.
I know, you're just beaming with excitement.
I am beaming with excitement. One, because I have just started a new skincare regimen, and I think I'm having an allergic reaction. But two, because I am beaming from within that we have a dear friend. I want to say this, breaking news, our first returning guest on the podcast.
Yes.
That's right. We have our dear friend, Kelsey Harper, in person in our Los Angeles studio, aka my living room.
Hey.
Now, Kelsey, I feel like you're really getting the lay of the land as far as Sterling's place, because the first time we had you on the show,
yes,
I believe you were in her bedroom. Now you're in her living room. Can you give us just your initial thoughts of what you've seen of the house? How would you rank it?
I would rank it 10 out of 10. It's really lovely. They had a really nice Thanksgiving decor when I was here for Thanksgiving. So there's a lot of attention to detail in this home.
Sure. You feel a little hesitant with your response. So I think it's because Sterling is sitting so close to you. Would it help if Sterling went outside and then you could give a vulnerable answer?
No, here's the thing. I am hurt. I was downgraded from bedroom to living room. And it does hurt.
You wanted bedroom to bed,
bathroom.
She de-escalated.
Now, here's my question for you, uh-huh, kind of coming into our home. And shout out to my absolutely amazing roommate, who I love.
Yes.
Who is kind of the interior decorator. I would say this stuff, not really mine.
She's done an amazing
job. She's done an amazing job. Now, here's my question. She's leaned into a particular theme of recent, which is animal.
Yes. Well, I noticed the cowhide rug.
Well, that girl has been here, actually.
That girl has been here.
Get-go. But I don't know if you've looked around.
Is that legit cow?
It is legit cow, and we're so sorry to PETA. Okay, but here's what's going on in my home. I have two huge fish.
Well,
one,
I see.
Two, and then now camels.
The huge fish. I see that fish.
You know the huge fish above my dining room table? Oh, you can't see it. And there's a cow in there now.
I didn't notice the fish, to be honest.
I'm kind of concerned that your roommate is being very alpha when it comes to the animal community. Like, she's just killing everything and then putting it up on your walls and in your house. I feel like I need to report to PETA.
It's funny because they're both swordfish.
Yeah.
It's kind of random.
It's kind of interesting. It's an interesting theme. She said, I'm gonna start going more animal in the home.
But she didn't ask your opinion?
Well, I really trust her. And I said, the fish are huge.
So it sounds like you're living in fear. Wow, there's a lot of fear going on today.
No, I don't know if I'm living in fear. It's just interesting.
It is not something I'd noticed immediately, but it is.
But
more
now is
swordfish than normal.
Than normal. But Kelsey also has all kinds of things in her house, too.
I'm a trinket girl.
Yeah, but anyways, welcome to the home.
Thank you.
Kelsey and I, we're catching up just a smidge yes, for the podcast. But how are you kind of feeling about spring having sprung and summer kind of on its way? What are we feeling? Because I've been talking to my friends this week and we're like, the vibes are off. Something is wrong. We're like, everyone's fighting. Something's going on. Mm. What are you kind of feeling?
I really hate to say this, but I'm actually feeling really good this spring.
And I love that you did it with a hair flip, too.
Yeah. Kelsey's smiling in my face.
There's no video. No, here's the thing. If you'd asked me 2 weeks ago, I'd have been like, like, this stinks. But then I said to myself, I was like, I need to slow down and I need to take time to rest. And I got sick. So I didn't hang out with anybody.
That'll slow you down.
Yes, but I was like, I'm saying no to social engagements, and I did. And I was like, I'm going to write my thing that I have been like, I'm working on it, but I hadn't been working on it for like huge swaths of time.
Can you say what it is?
It's a pilot.
And she's the first one to have ever written one.
I've been working on little chunks, but I've been like, I need to just have where that's the only thing I'm working on. And it has actually done a lot for my mental health.
Here's the thing. I actually think this to have an idea mm-hmm. and be working on that idea and be excited about it is one of the most beautiful places you can be yes. in.
And to only have to really worry about that.
And to only like worry about that. I think yeah. when you have like a little thing, it's so good.
Yes.
I'm in a place right now I've talked about where I'm kind of working on my little thing, but we're so loose.
Yeah.
Almost too loose in a way.
Yeah.
And that's when you're sad.
Yeah.
You're happy when you have a big idea, yeah. once you're flowing.
Exactly.
And that's the creative process.
Exactly.
Okay. So spring has sprung. What are you kind of feeling like for the summer? And especially not to exclude our dear friend Blair, but for us in Los Angeles.
It's fine. I'm just yeah. chilling on the couch.
I'm seeing
what are you kind of thinking about this summer in Los Angeles for us?
I'm thinking beach. Which, unfortunately, we're supposed to go to the beach this weekend, and it's going to be stinking cloudy.
Cloudy.
I work on weekends a lot. I have this Saturday off. I was like, yay. Like, let's get together. Let's go to the beach. Cloudy.
As someone who burns very easily, even on cloudy days, you can still get sun.
Of course.
Yes.
But we can't complain because we are in Los Angeles and all of us are actually have probably tuned out at this point because we're like, we hate your guts. I'm sure there's a listener right now who's saying this. There's snow in my backyard. We're like, oh my God. It's like literally going to only be 70 degrees at the beach. Like, we're going to see if we can. Our mental health is hinging on this. But no, we are very lucky and blessed.
Yeah.
But okay, so this summer's going to be full of beach. Blair, what are you kind of envisioning your summer is going to be full of?
I'm going to the beach twice, but like I'm not super beachy.
He's indoor.
You're an indoor cat.
He's an indoor cat.
I'm pro indoor, very anti nature, very television.
Okay. Yeah,
all of it.
I mean, I'll go outside like if I want to go get coffee at a coffee shop or something.
Okay, desert coast, mountains, or what's the other one?
Island?
No.
But yeah, wait, beach? I think it's like, would you rather have a beach house, mountain house, lake house?
Yeah, or be in the forest.
Ooh, okay. I think I would go lake house.
It depends on the lake.
There's no sharks.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's the best part of being on a lake.
Yeah.
You jump in and you say to yourself, but here's a scary thing.
Snakes.
Yeah. Snakes. I just remember snakes. But I'd like to go to a lake with no snakes. Would you rather Would you rather be in a lake with this alligator? Snake, shark. I know they can't technically be in there, but whatever.
Snake. Yeah.
Well, see, it doesn't matter to me because I can't swim. So I'm not, the most I'm okay. putting in there is my feet. Okay.
Totally.
So if it's a snake that slithers through, that's probably the most safest for me.
Okay.
Yeah. Because he's not even in the water.
I gotcha.
Yeah. I'm not in the water. But if a shark comes up and nibbles at my toes, like a lot of people have told me I have beautiful feet and
wow.
I can't wreck my fortune if I ever decide to go on to OnlyFans and start a feet fetish page. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I don't want to affect any future income.
Of course. That's interesting. This happened to me once. Do you guys believe this? Every body of water in Florida, there's an alligator.
I mean, I would believe that.
That's what they kind of say. And one time my friend and I, we went on like a boat yeah. in like a little lagoon.
Yeah.
And we were kind of doing that like thing lagoons. Where you hold on to a little like tube and they like twirl you around. And as we got on this boat, I said, my friend, you know, every little thing in Florida has alligators in it. They're saying this. There's like all these like kind of like water lilies and like around the edges mm-hmm. where I'm like famous area for an alligator.
Yeah.
He goes, just don't land in that area. So we get flung off. We are holding onto this tube for dear life because I'm like, if I fling,
I'm getting eaten. Yeah.
And that is one of the last things I want to be. I actually did run from physically either an alligator or crocodile. I can't
really?
Remember. I did zigzag.
And it worked?
Well, I mean, she's here with us today. So of course it worked.
Oh yeah, it didn't catch us.
They are so dumb.
But this kid. This kid was harassing it. It got out of its little golf. We were like on a golf course or something. It got out of it. And then I started running zigzag. But it was like, you know, when you're a kid and the stuff happens to you, but you're like, well, I was a kid. So like, if it was actually real, I'm sure it would have caught me. Like, I'm sure in my head it was chasing me. I'm sure it was probably like,
it was just climbing.
Yeah, I was like climbing out of a lake. I was like, it was chasing. But you're so small. Like literally it walking is chasing.
I outran. Yeah.
Healthy.
Yes.
Do you feel warmed up? Ready?
I feel warmed up.
Ready to rumble?
Yeah.
Okay, so listeners, Kelsey and I, if you don't know this, famously host, I would say, one of the most popular anticipated comedy shows
People
in Los Angeles.
Love it.
People love it. They're actually banging on the door saying, what the hell? Let us in. The show is sold out.
Yeah.
We host the show Phones Down at Lyric Hyperion. And baby, we have a show next month, mm-hmm. June 12th. Mark your calendars. Come on out.
7:30 p.m.
7:30 p.m.
Are you going to do something Father's Day themed?
Probably not.
Okay.
I mean, who knows? Okay. Well, anyways, so we host a show called Phones Down, where it's kind of all about the most embarrassing things in your phone that we share stuff in our phones, and so do other comedians. And so for our heaven and hell game today,
okay,
we are going to be doing phone etiquette.
I have bad phone etiquette. I'm nervous.
Don't worry. It's not kind of like that. Okay. All right, Blair.
Actually, she told me this is all stuff you do, and we're going to address it.
Yeah, I hate being it.
This is actually an ambush episode.
No, it's literally nothing is related to you.
Okay, the first one. Meeting a random friend of a friend at a party. They follow you on Instagram. Do you believe you have to follow back?
Yes. Unless they're weird.
Okay.
You don't have anything with like numbers being like, oh, I can't
follow. Oh,
following.
No, my ratio's bad. I'm also like, well, whatever.
Totally. I feel like I follow back. I guess there's a couple times maybe I forget. I'm like not weird about that.
Yeah.
I don't think I care.
Follow back, especially if we were being girls. If we were being girls enough that like we swapped Instagrams, then yeah.
Okay. My ratio is amazing, but also I don't use an Instagram.
Oh,
you know, like my personal one is like the same.
Yeah.
Like same amount of followers to following.
I sincerely don't know.
Yeah. And that is good.
Even, it wouldn't even cross.
We're offline. That's healthy.
I'm online, unfortunately, but I don't know what that number that is. Not something I care about so much. And it wouldn't cross my mind.
Yeah.
It? Okay. Number two, significant others Venmo requesting each other to split a dinner or small item.
So, but I guess I'm like, if it was like so big, like if it's like a really big thing, then it's fine to Venmo. I mean, it's fine to do whatever. It's also like if you're making similar amounts of money or whatever, like that, like it's a factor.
I'd almost say like, say everyone's kind of making a fine amount of money maybe.
Yeah.
I think it's like the etiquette of like, I feel like people have like strong opinions on like, in relate like romantic relationships,
yes.
Venmoing, requesting each other.
Yeah.
But I agree. I think if it's like a huge item,
it matters.
First, like maybe like something that's like $10 that they Venmo request
that
you
would
five.
Be
I'd be like,
for me, we don't Venmo each other.
Yeah.
I don't think I even know it's Venmo.
That's good.
But here's the thing. Does this make a difference? You're Venmoing each other, but then you put like something naughty in the subject.
I would just text it to him.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not interested in that.
But Venmo is public.
My Venmo's private.
I have no idea what my Venmo is.
Oh.
And by the way, I'm sounding like I want to set the record straight because I've been sounding like kind of a cool, chill, laid-back person about my social media. It's not really so much that way. It's just that some things I'm like, I didn't even know. Think about that.
Well, and you're also having a really good spring, so...
Exactly.
You know, yeah.
You don't want the minor things to affect you. Okay. Number three, posting an Instagram story for your friend's birthday and choosing a picture where you look better than them.
I would never do that. It's their birthday.
Yeah.
They need to look the best, even if I look a little ugly. I've actually done that. There's this, my friends and I, when we were living in New York, when I was living in New York, they're still there. We would go to the Long Island City Park on a nice day and have beer at a brewery right there. And we took pictures that were like really cute, but I looked a little ugly. But they were really cute of everyone else. And so for their birthday, for the years surrounding that,
you had to use those
from there. And I didn't look my best, but they looked really
good.
Well, that's an easy fix, though. You can just put the happy birthday sticker over your face.
That is weird.
Then just a photo of just plain then, if you're going to put it over your face.
It looks like it wasn't there.
Do you feel like there's a specific trend that's this? And I hate to be so haterade.
Yeah.
Brides, after they get married, I want to say post for about 17 years, and every happy birthday post is them at their wedding with the person whose birthday it is.
I don't know that many married people.
Oh, okay.
But I feel like I will. I feel like I've seen it I've seen it more tangentially away from him.
Yeah, no, tangentially. It's not really people I know, but it's like other random people. Yes. And I'm like,
I think it's because they're like, I spend a lot on these pictures.
I have to get.
And they're like, they're so close to me. They're there on my special day. But it does kind of give, look how beautiful I was.
Yeah. And remember, you guys, I had a special day.
Yeah.
Even and though it's your birthday.
That one's not married. It's her birthday, but that one's not married. I am.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I would definitely put an emoji over my face. If I looked like barf, I'm covering my face.
Of course.
Okay. Number four. A friend texting to check in on you after they see you're listening to back-to-back self-help podcasts on Spotify.
Like they follow you. They're like one of your friends on Spotify.
I didn't know that you could do that.
This is actually one of my biggest fears.
Wait, how can you see what I've been listening to?
Well, I don't think we're friends.
What?
I don't have that many people I'm like friends with on Spotify, mostly because I kind of forget that even is a thing. Mm-hmm. It's not like... I think it's like, oh, like sometimes it's helpful. I'm like, oh, I want to go to my friend. My friend has a playlist that I like. And I don't know, for some reason, I haven't followed the playlist. I guess you can follow a playlist. We're so stupid about technology. I guess I had some friends, but then basically you can see the friends that you have on Spotify. There's a little thing that's like your friends listening. And like,
I
you can
have
see.
Any friends on there.
Okay, I think you don't have any friends on there. But you can see what other people are listening
to. On your phone app, it does that?
No, on the web app.
I don't get on my web app.
Okay.
Yeah.
But on the web app, it does that. And there was a period in which I was listening to a lot. And I thought to myself, boy, oh boy. I said, I prayed to God on my hands and knees. And I said, I hope just the podcast title comes up and not what episodes I'm listening to.
Well, what kind of self-help is it?
But we don't have to get into it.
You're gonna have to follow her on Spotify to find out.
I didn't know that could happen, so I think it's fine. I would be touched if a friend should reach out.
I feel like you would freak out because you're gonna say, "I didn't even know that was a thing."
I'd be like,
"You could be like, what? Yeah, you're like, are you outside my house?"
But then I would be like, "I'd be like, aw."
I feel like I've had friends being. I feel like it was more like people were like, "I've seen that you've like been listening to like 17 hours of Phoebe Bridgers or something," and then they're like, "What's going on with you, girl?"
Yeah,
or something.
I'd be like, thank you for asking.
Thank you for asking.
I'm suffering.
Yeah. you guessed correct.
If I'm doing a cry for help, it's amazing when someone notices. Oh, so that'd be heaven for me.
Yeah. You feel seen. So it's actually really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, okay, great. Someone noticed.
Okay. Number five. A normal person, AKA not a person in entertainment, posting an Instagram reel.
Well, is it funny? Or cool, or like, what is
like, do you
it?
Think, no offense, they're allowed.
Humor is relative.
Well, when we in the entertainment industry post them, it's like, I'm trying to get more followers. I'm trying to make money in a year from now from getting a count or whatever, or trying to show off, trying to do whatever. You're doing it for work. But when regular people do it, that is just like it's the most pure form of joy that social media can offer.
Yeah, you can see what happiness looks like.
It's the way that social media should be used, which is not for capitalistic reasons, but just because you had a nice time. Right?
I agree.
It's nice. Mm-hmm. I like when regular people do that. Not to be like, oh, regular people say like that, but
no, but I did.
The vernacular
that I wrote. Yes, reason. I did say regular people.
The last one. Someone using the voice note feature on Hinge.
That is bad. Don't do that.
Really?
I don't like it. Here's the only ones that I liked.
Okay.
When I the only ones that I liked were this, where they were like, hi, welcome to my page. If you survey around, you can see that this, and this, or like they made it kind of a commercial and there was like music, or ones where they were like, here's some music for you while you like search around. I liked that kind of thing. But sometimes they would just be like,
people are doing this. Like there's like a feature that's like they'll have different like topics, right? So it's like, you know, kind of themed of like what you could do for your voice thing. Mm-hmm. But there's one that's impressions.
Oh, no.
Hearing, no offense, a man or even a woman doing a celebrity impression and then also being like, date me.
Why?
It's like,
honestly, like, I kind of love that.
You would.
I want to get on there and hear all the impressions.
No, but I almost feel like you'd post an impression. I actually feel like, Blair, you might post a voice thing.
I would do a character reel because I can't do impressions.
on your Hinge. You do a character reel.
Okay, Blair, go for it. Okay, this is your Hinge
character reel.
Character reel to try to find love.
Okay. Gosh, if Jimmy's listening to this, I bet he's going to get so turned on. Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So, hi, welcome to my Hinge. I do a lot of character work. They're mostly Southern and mostly old. Here's the first one.
Hello, sweetie. I'm an old lady.
Hello, I'm an old man.
That is the end of the list. If you like what you heard, please give me a heart.
Would that be your SNL audition?
I would.
Ladies, are you horny?
Just no.
Old lady. Nothing would dry me up faster.
There's a lot of people doing this, like Nicolas Cage impression, like all these things. And I'm like, who's dating you? No offense.
It sounds like he's a fun fella. It would be like having sex with a celebrity.
No, it would be like having sex with a weird guy.
Yeah. I mean, it's all in how you frame it.
It's really giving LA.
It's giving LA. Yeah, truly. He's like, you know, when people are like, I feel like back in the, or they'll be like to actors, they're like, treat an audition, even like you're acting. Oh. And I bet they're like, treat your Hinge, even like an acting
you
exercise.
You never know what agent could be on their side.
You never know what agent could be on the other side. Do you think anyone's ever booked from their Hinge voice memo?
No.
Honestly? Maybe.
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 You would have to be really hot, though.
Please message us if you've known of ever
from Hinge. Let us know.
Kelsey, you're here today on your second episode of Bad Behavior.
Yes.
And you have, I think, another story.
I do.
For us to deliberate about today.
Okay, so this was maybe like 3 years ago.
Okay.
So I'm an adult.
What quantifies being an adult?
Being 28 or 29.
Age.
Got it.
Age.
Yeah. Legally an adult.
Legally an adult.
Okay.
I'm a grown up. I was in a huge fight with a friend, and we all and the whole friend group knew we were in a fight. We didn't talk for probably 6 months. So, and this was like a close friend. And I was talking about it, of course, to my therapist. And she was like, can you send me a picture of this person? Like, I just don't know. I need to, like, put a face to the name of who we're talking about. She likes to do that sometimes.
Your therapist?
Yeah.
I've never had a therapist be like, can I see a picture of them?
Every crush I've ever had, she's like, can I see him? I'm like, yeah, girl.
I know. I am. That is peculiar a little bit.
Is it?
How old is your therapist?
40s.
Okay.
It is. I haven't ever heard of that.
Really?
Everyone has their own way of therapizing. I don't want to pass judgment just yet.
She holds their image as she talks about them to you.
She's like,
she's a scrapbook of all of your old crushes.
I don't know. Well, so she was like, can I see a picture? I was like, no problem. I'll send a picture. I texted it directly to the person I wasn't speaking to, a picture of himself.
Instead of her therapist by accident.
My therapist was like, I haven't gotten it yet. I was like, that's so weird. And we hadn't talked in weeks. And he knew. And he was like, question mark? And I was like, sorry. Someone else?
You said, like, what did you say?
I hadn't even said it to my therapist.
You said I'm sending it to my therapist?
Better that than being like, I'm sending it to a friend, because then it's like me and all my friends are talking about you. It's like, it's between me and my therapist. At least it's like not going somewhere else.
What can you say what he said back to that?
Probably nothing.
Okay.
I think he was like, okay.
I'm surprised the therapist wasn't like, here's what you say.
Your therapist didn't have any advice for you of what to do in a situation where your therapist asks for a photo of somebody, then you actually say it to the person. And then the therapist is like, this is actually above my pay grade.
Yeah, no, we were just kind of like, that is so funny. Okay, well, anyways.
You're like, literally, you're
like, I was not happy with him at the time. So I was like, well, whatever. He can worry about it.
So basically, the morally questionable behavior is basically, is it okay to kind of send a photo to your therapist of the person you're talking about?
Yes.
Okay, now this is interesting. Because obviously in therapy, they teach you like, hey, if I see you on the street, I'm not going to do anything.
Right.
Right. And so it's interesting kind of sending a photo because they're kind of walking around maybe the same city you're living in.
That's true.
And so maybe, like, I guess my first question is, like, Do you think she kind of does that? So she's like, well, what if I kind of see this guy?
I can clock him.
Either that she knows I can't talk to him because maybe she's a chatty girl.
Oh.
No. Okay.
I don't think she's like married.
Oh, I didn't mean flirty.
Okay. I don't know. I think it was more to like put a face to like someone I'd been like discussing.
Yeah.
To better, you can get like a vibe check.
I had a therapist who was like, if you want to send me anything.
Of your writing?
Of like, I sent her my stand-up video. Because she was like, I'd love to kind of get a sense of like.
That's exactly what I think it was.
It was a sense of what. Yeah. And it wasn't like she was like, I'm giving you notes or going to even. No. Or even be like, I'm proud of you. Or like, this is really good.
Yeah.
I think like, and especially at the time, I was like, I actually would love to see. I think it was more because I would talk about like the kind of version I wanted of myself that I liked to be. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I really like who I am when I'm like. Performing or like joking around or like this version. Obviously in therapy I was sobbing absolutely every single session. Totally. So I was like, it could be cool to kind of see me upright, you know, and actually like alive,
happy,
doing something I'm happy, because I was like, I feel like literally for so long in therapy I was like, I swear to God, like I'm normal.
Actually like chill.
I'm actually like, I swear to God, I am like executive functioning, I am an adult. Like, you are seeing me in like the depths of despair, but like most of the time
it's actually okay, just like fun for this, like just so you know, like I'm fine.
That I so feel like that. I'm like, it's so hard because I'm like, you see a specific side of me that is like a necessary side to kind of work through, because like, what, we're gonna not do that? But it's like, I kind of feel bad. I'm like, I swear to God, like sometimes I am like fun.
Yeah.
I don't know how much of a vibe, because pictures can be misleading, so just sending a picture to your therapist, I don't know how much of a vibe you're gonna get from that.
I don't think it changed our conversation really. I think it's just like easier to understand the situation if you have a visual for it. It's like going to a museum, you can read the little like diorama, the little like plaques or whatever, but it's amazing to see the big dinosaur.
Okay. All right.
But do you think she's like, oh, I get it now. This person has this feature.
Well, I think because I've been seeing her for a long time, so I've shown her all my crushes.
Right.
And so I think she's like seeing like, a pattern of like whatever, or showed her all of my, you know, anyone that I talk about, end up talking about a lot. She's like, can I see a picture?
Yeah.
Just because you're talking about someone a lot and it's kind of just like a blank slate.
What was her response when you sent this picture, when she finally got it?
Ew. No, just kidding.
She texts me back, throw up emoji.
She was like, oh.
Okay. Oh, she's like,
She's not giving like, you know, doing like a roast like thing or anything. It was more just like, I really think it's just that there's a lot of, I feel like they hear names of people all day long and it's like, who? And so I really think seeing somebody, I think it was probably just that.
I mean, that just seems foreign to me because I just can't imagine sending any pictures of like, especially like family members that I've talked about to my therapist.
I haven't sent pictures of my family. We were in
But I mean, it would just be like asking to see a picture of someone. You know, that's who I'm talking about in therapy.
I do feel like there is something kind of like with, I feel like I get that. I actually kind of, I'd love to send some pictures actually. But my therapist has never asked.
Yeah.
But she, anytime she really remembers, like even this week, she was kind of naming names in a way. And I'm always like, wow. This is what we pay you for. I'm like, she definitely has it like literally written down, but I'm like, okay.
Now, do you think it could be, because I kind of think sending a picture, I get like just being curious as to what the person would look like, but sending a picture is kind of irrelevant because it's kind of how it's affecting you and you have to talk through all that stuff and figure it out. Do you think she was kind of bored? Because you know, like when you're reading a book and how it gets really boring and you're like, God, I wish this had pictures. Do you think that she was like listening to your story and this is like so boring, I just need some visuals to like keep me active?
I don't know. She's a good therapist. I don't think she was like,
I'm not saying she's a bad therapist. I'm just saying she might have got a little sleepy.
Bored.
So bored she needs a picture book.
I don't think being bored makes you a bad therapist. It makes you human.
I think it's 45 minutes. I hope she's invested for the 45 minutes.
Wait, can I tell you a story? Like, it's not for me, but my friend had a therapist, shout out, I love you, to my friend. She had a therapist she'd been seeing for a while, and the therapist fell asleep in front of her, but she didn't know that she was asleep because it was a Zoom. And she thought she was just looking down for a while. And then she texted, the therapist texted my friend after to be like, I'm so sorry I fell asleep.
She hung up when it was time to go.
I think she did wake up like throughout, but she was falling asleep. And my friend didn't even really know she was falling asleep, but
I bet she would have stayed awake with some pictures.
Oof.
Tough. That is bad.
That is bad.
My therapist has not fallen asleep.
So anyways, basically, she's definitely not bored because she wasn't falling asleep. Yeah, she was all I'm saying. Asleep,
and she was being an active listener and like responding and stuff.
Okay.
Wait, what I'm kind of interested in is crushes and your therapist. And like, I kind of wonder if she gets like certain pictures. Like you're like maybe describing how someone's like treating you, like either bad or good. And then they had a picture and they're like, oh yeah, well, they're really hot. You know? It's like, babe, yeah, he's not texting you back. You should be fucking happy he's ever spoken to you in your life.
So are you implying, Sterling, that her therapist might be a mean girl?
That she thinks...
No, I just think, like, I think it would actually be helpful if sometimes, like, either I'm like, I'll go to therapy last fall. And I was like, you don't understand. The person I'm dating right now is so hot. So, of course, he's treating me like this.
Yeah.
He's so hot.
Like that, yeah.
And, like, I wonder if I had a picture. My therapist could have been like, babe.
Got it.
He's not even that hot.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, she's like, his behavior should be a little better than it is because, like, he's just tall.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I was going to say in your situation is that he's cute, but not, like.
Right. And so I think it would be helpful to have, like, a therapist maybe, like, either help you kind of figure out
that's exactly
where you are in the hierarchy of beauty.
A little bit more like, okay.
Yeah, like relax. Fine.
But also too, beauty is subjective.
No.
Yeah, because someone I think might be hot, you might be like, oh, they're a dog, you know?
Maybe.
I do think there are people who are objectively attractive, though.
But she could, in theory, be leading you astray.
For what? For her to go after them?
I think she just wanted to know, because it's not like we discussed the physicality from there. Was more like, okay, anyway,
yeah.
So
yeah, you know. And some people are more visual learners.
Exactly.
Okay, well, I think I have my verdict.
I think I have mine too.
Do you want to go first, or do you want me to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay.
I'm gonna say that I feel like this is good behavior because I think you were put in a situation where your therapist bullied you into sending a picture. And you were fearful. You were like, I can't make her mad because she holds the power to my brain in her hand. Because therapists they're tricky, you know?
I appreciate your verdict. And I just want to counter and say that I was thrilled to be asked this. I was like, I was ready to, every time I'm asked that, which is not like that often, like maybe like once a year, it's like, oh, what does he look like? I was so ready to fire it off because I was like, we're being girls. We're getting down to it. We're going to solve this. I feel safe. I'm with a girl. We're going to solve this. And so I didn't feel fearful.
I'm glad that you don't feel threatened by your therapist. And I'm going to take your word for it. But regardless, I think it's good behavior because you were going through something. And sometimes pictures need to be brought into evidence.
Exactly. You're just presenting more information.
Okay. I have my verdicts. Okay. Kelsey, they famously say a picture is worth 1,000 words. Okay. Is that what they say?
Yeah.
Okay, great. When I was thinking in my brain, I said,
wait,
is that what they say? And I really think it is helpful for a therapist to kind of have the lay of the land of a situation. Mm-hmm. And I think getting a little bit of an image of somebody, especially you're dealing with so many names in a day, mm-hmm. I think it's totally fine. If you feel comfortable, if they feel comfortable, I say, why not?
Thank you.
And so I say this, clean slate, good behavior. Obviously, a little bad behavior that you did send the picture to him, but that's not what we're judging on. But that was an honest mistake.
It was a really honest mistake. I was like,
of course. And like, that can happen to anybody.
Yes.
So Kelsey Harper, for your second time on this podcast, actually, I can't remember what you were doing before.
I was bad.
Okay. Okay, Kelsey Harper.
That was bad.
Congratulations.
My parents told me that I was right to be deemed bad.
Oh, yeah. I went out to dinner with her parents, and they were like, thank you for deeming her bad. That was really bad. What she did was terrible. But what I'm so glad to tell you is that this time, Kelsey,
yes.
You have been deemed good behavior. Oh, my God. She's shouting. She's running. Obviously, coming up with an award speech on the spot can be so nerve-wracking. So we have a little award speech for you today.
You guys, I'm so excited. I mean, not as excited as I was on February 2nd, 2023, when I tweeted, I love being on a bus so much, sorry, but it's awesome, but almost excited as that day.
Wow.
Wow.
Do you remember tweeting that?
Yeah, I was on the way home from work.
Wait, talk to us about this bus.
I love the MTA.
Okay.
It actually is good. Was it Crosstown? I love a Crosstown bus.
I was going from Prospect Lefferts Garden to Greenpoint. I worked that far away by the coffee shop. But I took the bus there and I took the bus back. It was so amazing. You get on the bus, you're sitting there. It's like the subway, but it's bright outside. You're looking at the window.
Air conditioning.
It's so nice. I love being on the bus.
Well, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. Well, Kelsey, I know people are like, when can we see you next? So we have really exciting news for all of our Los Angeles listeners. Yes.
So, two exciting things coming up. Next week, my friend Maeve from New York, who lives in Brooklyn, New York, she is coming to Los Angeles. And we host a show in New York called Pigeon Presents. It's a variety show. We do it at Caveat. Well, guess what? We're doing the first Pigeon West show at Lyric Hyperion on May 10th at 7:30 p.m. Lyric Hyperion. You can get tickets on their website.
And it'll be in our description of the episode.
Thank you. And then in June, you know you can find both Sterling and I at Bones Down June 12th at 7:30.
Lyric Hyperion. Woohoo! And make sure to follow Kelsey on social media at Kelsey______H.
But if you don't, she doesn't even care.
Kelsey 7_H.
You know it. We'll see you there. All right. Thank you so much for coming on today. And that's our show. Thanks so much for listening today.
We absolutely hate to do this. We hate it.
But it would mean the world to us if you can subscribe to the podcast wherever you get podcasts, rate and review.
Follow us at Bad Behavior NYC on Instagram and TikTok. Thanks again for listening.
And remember, whatever your moral status, we are always here to judge.
Bye. Bye.
Do you think that was good?